This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Right, it's Sean on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. We're here with Lil Mix.
Yay!
Just to paint a little picture of what's going on, we're all sat around like this little tiny table. It's like we're just about to like solve world problems.
We are.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen on this breakfast show. First things first, though, X Factor. Absolutely smashed it, guys.
Thank
that was ridiculously good.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I think it's just been like unanimously one of the best X Factor performances.
Aww.
And that's genuinely, from a lot of the people who we've been speaking to, that has been the vibe.
Oh, amazing.
And how was it? How was it for you guys?
It was so much fun. We absolutely loved it. I think it was one of the performances that we most enjoyed out of all the ones we've done. It was really scary, though, at the same time.
Now, that was all 100% live?
Yeah,
of course.
All of it.
I mean, like, because there was when we were all like coming in on the car and all that stuff.
That was
we wanted to pre-record it.
but
we couldn't because we were so scared that the car was going to stall or it wouldn't start.
That is.
And our mics were quite low at the very beginning. You couldn't hear us shouting.
Yeah.
We were like, "What's up, X Factor? Yeah, woo!" And then all you could hear was still Jesse going. It was so funny. But you know, it's live. You get these things.
We'd rather do it live.
And I think it went straight to number one like within an hour or something.
We are the fastest to get to number one on iTunes since Adele. Hello.
There you go. Just drop that statistic in.
Right.
Facts and figures.
Your modest little statement for you.
It's insane.
I mean, when you look back on it and you think, of all things considered, that was a good night, really, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was amazing.
That's all gone.
It was great.
So the tune "Shout Out Your Ex," like that is a sassy tune.
Yes.
And is that like how on the rest of the album, the Glory Days album? Would you say it's full of sass, or is it a good mixture?
I think Little Mix are always about sass, aren't we?
Yeah.
We love it, but I think this album, what we've kind of gone for is a love album, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've got your sort of happy heartbreak songs and you've got your songs that you just want to cry, and there's just something for everyone, and I think this is our favourite.
And I think, like, because a lot of like pop stars, you know, they might be a bit subtle and skirt around the ex issue. You guys have literally just come out and be like, shout out to my ex.
Yeah,
you know what?
No one's done it.
Yeah, I think everyone needs one of those songs. I feel like a lot of people already have said, I've just split up with someone and this is like the proper anthem for us to get through it. Like, and it's nice to know that even like within 24 hours it's having like that sort of impact on people.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you don't have to sort of rummage through like the sort of the innuendo and the sort of hidden meaning. This is it.
Yes.
So is that like with all the other songs, have you got like any other sort of like things that you've put in, any other sort of themes, as it were?
Yeah, I think so. We've been quite straightforward, I think, with us, with our lyrics on this album. And yeah, it's quite a love album because obviously the past year or so we've had like heartbreak and we've found love, and so I think it's all like reflected on the album, but why not just say it out?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Turn it into something positive,
which is
this album. So Half Term is coming up, guys.
Mm-hmm.
What are your memories of fun stuff that you might have done with your Half Terms?
Oh, well, Halloween, of course.
Obviously, yes. Halloween always a big one.
I love autumn.
I loved autumn.
It when I'd get the time at my Half Term and I'd start playing out and it was all the leaves everywhere. Yeah. And
nothing like a crunchy autumn leaf.
Yes.
Right, guys?
Yes. The pretty colours.
That'll be the headline of this interview. Like, Lil Mix, crunchy autumn leaves, thumbs up emoji. Finally, one thing I did promise, my four-year-old little cousin is a massive, massive Lil Mix fan. Aww. She is a huge fan. And so this is just a quick video of her singing Black Magic, which I promised that if I saw you that I would show her. So I'll just show you.
She's so cute.
She is excellent.
Hey, she's from Secret Potion. I'll make you fall in love. The stars are heavily golden. They'll get some peeling love. Oh, feeling for me. I've got the recipe for Black Magic.
Styling
out. You know, I like the makeup.
That is so cute. How old is she?
She's four.
Oh,
so she said a massive well done, and she's got a lovely
voice. I will pass that on. And if when she's old enough, if there's a fifth spot,
definitely take it.
We'll make sure we put a name on it. Guys, it's been so lovely to chat to you.
Thank you so much.
And would you like to introduce your song on Fun Kids?
Yes. Hi, we're Lil Mix,
and this is our brand new single,
Shout Out to My Ex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.